Hey, bitches!
Hello!
Cheers!
Happy Sunday evening.
Happy Sunday.
Let's start with one of Sarah's iconic singing openings.
Look how loud it is. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Now I'm a recording artist, so I know how to speak properly into the mic.
Remember when Nick used to be nervous in front of the camera? Not anymore.
You've trained me well, sister. Sister from the same mister.
Sister from the same mister.
Still awkward.
So now we have to go. What's the word? Harmonize with me.
Hey.
Sounded like angels are in this room
I
with
know.
Us.
We really are a couple of cutie pie angels.
I'm holding this mic so far away from us because I feel like we're going to break people's eardrums.
You like them thick, don't you?
Okay, guys, so
welcome to the 20-somethings podcast.
This is going to be a very special audio-visual extravaganza. This is very lighthearted. We're just playing a game today, and we're also going to go through Nick and I's. This is my brother, by the way, guys. This is Nick Birch up in the building.
If you don't know who I am yet, what have you been doing?
What have you
You're
been
sleeping
doing?
On this podcast on the YouTube channel. Get on that.
Yeah, lots of people are sleeping on it. But he's been on multiple videos, multiple podcast, or maybe just one podcast. But anyway, people loved him and they love this combination. We're hoping to start a podcast of our own soon.
Stay tuned
for that. But yeah, we just want to do something light-hearted today because we didn't really have a lot of time to prepare. So we're gonna go through our top book, TV show, and song of the moment, like what we're obsessed with. This section is called the 411.
The 411.
And then after that, we're gonna play a little game called Finish the Lyric. So we're gonna sing songs to each other, blessing your eardrums, and you guys can play along with us. How we're gonna do it is if you get it right, then you get a point. And if you can also additionally guess the artist and the name of the song, you get another point. So you
and
have to get both.
These points equal nothing. You're not going to win anything.
Well, one of us will maybe win.
Maybe
we'll
if you
track.
Tell us if you win, we'll like your comment or something.
Yeah, if you win, then you can feel good about yourself.
Yeah, give yourself a pat on the back.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
We're drinking the red wine that my father won from Nathan and Cece's Jack and Jill yesterday. Yeah. Thanks.
My little brother and his fiance had a Jack and Jill party, which was super fun. The whole family got together.
Yeah, we were tearing up the D floor.
We were tearing up the dance floor. And my dad won one of the games, so he got a bottle of wine. But he doesn't really drink, and neither does his girlfriend. So, of course, Nick and I were the alkies in the family.
It's a snow day here in Kingston. It's just this Cooper super cozy Sunday. Well, a few sips are really hitting my head already.
Darla in the back, guys. Darla's such an
angel, sweetheart, baby.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
So do you want to start with your 411 or do you want me to start?
You start.
You have an eyelash right on your nose. Make a wish. Oh, you're not going to share it with the pod?
I would not. No, true. Don't. Yeah, okay. I didn't even make a wish.
What a waste. Okay. My song that I'm listening to right now, I wonder if it's probably not still yours. Nick actually sent it to me, so I'll give credit where credit is due. It's Get Lower by, who does it?
Lil Jon, but it's the Steve Aoki remix. Yeah.
So good, guys. When I tell you. Get motherfucking lower. Guys, when I tell you.
Ayo, Aoki.
I was walking down the street in Ottawa when Nick sent it to me, and I literally was like,
yeah, you said you've never popped your pussy harder.
I said I've never popped my pussy harder. Like, I listen to the gym. I'll listen to that song, then another song, then that song, then another song. Like, I keep going back to it. So definitely listen to that. And then another song that's really good for the gym or just like a fun party song is called Bring It On by Tones and I.
Oh, and Bia.
Bia and someone else. Something Daryl or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There's someone else.
Someone up and coming.
But it's pretty good. It's a pretty good song. It's like fun. It's fun for like a jazz class or for the gym or running.
Tones and I is a great singer.
Yeah.
Great range.
Yeah. And then for books, I'm reading. I grabbed it here. I've been raving about this book. My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Otessa Moshfegh. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. How would you pronounce that?
Feg.
Moshfegh. So good. Otessa.
Otessa Moshfegh.
Otessa.
Moshfegh.
Otessa's a really cool name, actually. That's like a really cool name.
Otessa.
Too close to Odessa for us Kingstonians, but Really good. It's about basically a woman who is just like so chronically depressed and addicted to pills that she's just like, I'm going to sleep for a year. Like, everybody fuck off. And she's determined to get a year of rest and relaxation. It is so poignant, like so funny. So, but it's also dark and depressing. But if you've ever struggled with like any sort of depression or anxiety, then you'll like, you'll feel it on a deep, deep level.
This hard job market, yeah. Hard dating scene. Oh, I just want to sleep my life away.
I feel you. I just want to sleep too. But I love reading stories about kind of like complex, slightly unhinged characters. And then Nick's also reading a book, which he'll get to, which with a similar kind of character. Mm-hmm. And then show I'm watching, Dad and I, and I think Nick's also watching this. We just started the new, what's it called?
True Detective.
True Detective season with Jodie Foster. And so far, it's okay. I'm not sure what to think. I'm only one episode in. So it seems like a little supernatural so far. And then I'm still flying through Vanderpump Rules and loving every second of it. Mm-hmm. So that's me. That's my 411.
Yes. My song that I like right now is Vibrate by Tita Lau and James Hype. Just a really hard-hitting dance track. You know, I'm a dance music baddie. So that's what I was listening to up in the penthouse gym upstairs, you know, popping my pussy on the treadmill.
That should be when I come out with merch one day, that should be popping my pussy. Because I say that every episode somehow.
Yeah. So I'm just really into the new Usher album right
now,
too.
Yes, it's so good.
So many good songs
on
it.
That's another one. The first,
Coming Home.
Coming Home.
And like Kissing Strangers, Ruin, I Love Big. You, Big. Oh, they're all such
ATL.
She's really?
Or what's the A-Town
Girl? A-Town
Girl.
She's not A-Town Girl. He's really come back. He's not overproducing or putting out too much music recently. So when he comes out, it's a bop.
My hot take was his Super Bowl was great.
I didn't watch it.
I know. We should watch. I want to get your opinion. A lot of people mostly.
I heard it was anticlimactic, but he's Usher. You gotta
love
him.
You know what, though? Like, I feel like everyone always says every Super Bowl performance, unless it's like Beyonce or Lady Gaga. Like, a lot of people didn't like Rihanna's, and I thought it was amazing. But I will say it was a little chaotic. Like, he had so much going on at different points, but he brought out Alicia Keys, Little John, Will I Am, like, Ludacris. Like, he brought out, like,
supporting his friends.
Yeah, he brought out, like, major artists. He was dancing. He took his shirt off, was showing off his six-pack.
Oh, yeah, he's a hottie. He's got to show off. But I'm sure it was great.
I think it was good. But, I mean, we're more like millennials than Gen Z, really. So we can appreciate
Usher. We grew up with Usher. I remember that was my favorite song for so long was Yeah, like at border dances.
Yeah.
Or like little 12-year-old pubescent child.
If a holder hits steady, I'ma milk the cow. Like, the first song, for example, was Caught Up. Like, I'm so caught up. Got me feeling, got up. And a bunch of people on TikTok, like these kids, were like, what's this song? I've never heard of this song.
Well, get with it.
Yeah.
Get off TikTok and go back. Let's get a history lesson.
But then that's me when kids show me like songs. Have you heard this song from this singer that came out this year? And I'm like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I guess it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Coming Home is my favorite from that album. It's with Burna Boy. And it has just
the
such
first
a
track
good
of the album?
Yes. Mm. Just the way he's like, why don't you open your legs? I'm like, oh, I will.
I was listening. It's like 20 tracks or something, but I was just listening to that on my drive down on
such a good vibe
on Saturday, just singing along in the sunshine.
Some of them don't fully do it for me, but Coming Home, I think I also love Burna Boy. I just love. It's like the vibe of it. You just want to like sway. Mm. You want to open your legs. You really do when you listen to it.
Don't we all?
Okay, what's your book you're reading?
Book I'm reading, Sarah recommended it. She picked it out of my massive at-home library, which I'm collecting and growing. The Maid by Nita Prose. It's really good. I really only like reading fiction, and this is kind of a neurotic, like,
I think she's autistic. Yeah, or on the spectrum.
Yeah, very isolated, kind of awkward, but just seems very set in her ways. But I like the way it's written. It's very engaging. Yeah. And the pace of it is really good. It's keeping me going through it.
I read it recently.
And it has murder involved. I just love a murder mystery. That's most of what I read.
But
so I'm like,
yeah, kind of a lighthearted murder mystery, because the writing style is actually pretty like funny and lighthearted. I read it recently and I really liked it.
There's a lot of heart to it.
A lot of heart.
I'm really enjoying that. And show I'm kind of watching, she also told me to watch True Detective. So I went through the whole first season of that.
So what'd you
phenomenal.
Think? I know. Guys,
like Matthew McConaughey. I think
season,
he might have won an award, but he definitely deserved an award.
Oh my God.
So good. And I'm just almost done season two now, which I'm really not liking.
Yeah, I've heard the second season sucks.
And I also started season one with my friends, so I think I might keep going with that, even with you guys. Watch season two and onwards, because I'm loving the, like, our Arctic vibe, the supernatural aspect, you know, the indigenous side of it. There's a lot of good elements to
this. It reminds me so much a little bit of, well, not so much a little bit, that makes no sense. It reminds me a lot of Murder at the End of the World, like the setting
how they're in that big, or Greenland.
They're in like that big science center in the middle of the
the bunker or whatever, science station.
I don't know what to call it, but yeah, like this huge edifice right in the middle of all of this frozen tundra. It's crazy, but yeah, nothing will ever outdo the first season.
Yeah, that's a hard to trump that season.
So good.
What did you think of the third season?
I haven't seen second or third. I only watched the first.
And you said you didn't like the second season or something.
No, I said I've heard people didn't like the second season.
It's really not good. My friend Andrea said that season three was pretty good, so
okay,
I'll give that a shot. But I'm liking, it's nice to, I'm getting into true crime, well, thanks to you, but I'm liking still the cinematography and the like high production value of HBO.
I'm getting Nick into true crime a little bit. He asked me for some podcasts and then I literally sent him like 15.
I really do like Murder with My Husband, Lights Out.
Lights Out's a good
one. But then every so often it's just, if you listen to too much of it, it like weighs on you. So that's why I listen to like The Mindset Mentor and like lighthearted.
Well, I have lighthearted ones too. I have lots of like pop culture ones that I listen to as well. Or like I'll watch YouTube videos that are just about fashion or whatever. But yeah, I do like true crime, but you have to dose it out correctly.
But really, you should be listening to this podcast.
You should be. Okay, so let's play
also,
the lyric.
Let's just show off your sweater for a second,
guys,
because it's so cute. And comment below or if you think that I should take it home with me.
No, I just got it and I can't stop wearing it. Like, I wear it every other day.
We share a lot of clothes, and all the jewelry once is all provided by Sarah.
I thrifted it, guys. It's from American
Very like Scooby-Doo.
It's from what's it say what's the brand?
Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters, but I thrifted it because I don't really shop at Urban Outfitters, so.
Probably just as much as it was new.
It wasn't that bad. It was
Value Village can be.
$8 or something. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
One other little quick, while we're talking like a little bit about the indigenous movie, TVs, media, because I also just watched Killers of the Flower Moon, which was amazing as well.
So long, but it was good.
Very long, hard but very
to watch,
well done.
Though. Yeah.
But very well done. You should check out this band, guys, called OTKen, O-T-Y-K-E-N.
Oh, I just watched those a few days ago.
I'm obsessed with this band. Like, they are...
Production value.
I know. They are a Siberian indigenous band from, like, the tundra of Siberia, and they have, like, really great music, but they film all of their music videos just outside in nature.
In mountain ranges.
And it's just these, like, gorgeous guys and girls
dancing.
A lot
of authentic, like, outfits and instruments used.
Yeah, the instruments, the music.
But still, like, you know, you can fucking move your body to that. It's like, okay,
like
new age club music, here we go.
Take a little edible and watch those music videos, and you'll just be on another level. Yeah.
We got like a 36th in us, so we'll just dive really deep.
Stop.
We'll dive really deep.
We're going to get canceled probably for saying.
I'm proud of that.
We do
fraction.
Technically.
I'm proud.
Our grandma is like 1/8 Métis or
half
something.
Métis.
I don't think it was half.
I don't do math, but it was something.
We have a little bit of Métis in us.
I'm
like
proud.
A little tiny bit, but I'm not going to be one of those bitches that's like, I'm Irish. My great-great-great-great-great-grandmother lived in Ireland. Like,
I am who I am, and that's who I am.
I know. We're a mudblood of white.
That's what I always thought. I always tell people, like, what are you? I'm like, I'm a mudblood. Like, you can't say that, Nick. I'm like, but I am. I'm a little bit of
Is that
everything.
An offensive thing to say?
People get offended by it, but it's always the young Gen
Sorry,
Zs
guys.
Who cancel everything. Like,
I thought
grow
mudblood
up.
Was like
I thought
Harry,
Harry
Potter.
Potter. I know. Like, oh, it's Harry, I guess Harry Potter's canceled.
But maybe it's supposed to be referencing, like, mixed race.
I don't know. People,
guys, we're
listen,
not trying to be offensive.
Listen,
we're just being silly.
No, we're loving. We're open-minded people. Just stop with this cancel culture,
stop
people.
With the cancel culture.
I hereby cancel culture.
I tried to do that with Amanda like 3 years ago and it's still happening. Although it's slowing down a little bit. I think it's slightly slowing down.
Yeah, I'm going to start canceling cancelers. Cancel.
These people just need to get a hobby and get a job.
Yeah,
like,
get off social media. But watch us. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, guys. I think we should get into the game.
Yes. That was the longest intro you've ever had on your channel. Probably.
But because you're here with me, people will actually be interested. I feel like people don't care when I'm talking about myself, although I'm full of interesting recommendations.
Yeah, sorry, I keep probably hearing all my gastrointestinal. I just ate such a big dinner.
Just
I'm like,
we just ate, but we were going to record before, but I was like, I'm too
she's
hungry.
She's like, I'll eat it. I'm like, honestly, after I eat, I get tired. So I'm like, oh, that's why
I know, but I get hangry if I don't eat, and then I would just be a bitch on the podcast.
Get shaky, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're a bit hungover today. At least I'm a bit hungover.
I'm not.
Okay, who's starting? Do you have your phone ready? So, wait, are we singing it on the melody or completely, or should we talk?
I think I'm a dum-dum, so I'm going to need that. I think it'd be funny for me, because that mine were quite obvious. If you need it, I'll try and do it if I know the tone, but some of them
I won't know. You don't know the melody of these songs?
No, I'm a simple-minded person.
My to-do list. Start Weight Watchers.
Oh, you've reached that point. Almost 30. Time to start.
I've done it before. It worked for me. Okay, I haven't actually started, guys. It was supposed to be February 1st I started, but I'm still hitting the gym. I'm still doing my thing. Okay, here we go. I'm not here for your entertainment. You don't really want to mess with me tonight. Just stop and take a second.
Pink.
You have to finish the lyric.
Oh, we're doing that?
Yes!
I thought we were just guessing the song and the person.
No, you have to finish the song.
Oh, well, I won't do good. How about we just guess the person?
It's called finish the lyric for a reason. You have to finish the lyric.
Okay. Well, I'm going to fail at that. But it's Pink, right?
Yeah.
Ah! Half a point.
Half a point. Okay.
Okay, wait. Sing it again.
I'm not here for your entertainment. You don't really want to mess with me tonight. Just stop and take a second. You really want to be with me tonight. Nope.
I don't know.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Let me sing it.
I was fine before you walked out my life.
Yes!
Okay, I get that.
Okay, I'll give you that. I was fine before you walked...
You give me like the first two words. Out my life?
I was walked into my life? Yeah.
Close enough.
Okay, what's the song called for the full 2 points?
Was it in those lyrics?
No.
Oh, Pink.
It's like kind of a funky title. You probably won't get it. Not that I don't have confidence, but I don't have confidence.
Let me think. Party Crasher.
No, it's called You and Your Hand.
Oh, no.
What is it? Because she goes fingering? At the end, she goes, it's just you and your hand.
Oh, all right, the masturbating song.
Because she's like, you're going to go home alone masturbating because you're not getting with me. Okay, so Nick gets 1.5 points, I guess. How are we going to keep track? I don't have a pen.
We'll look at it in editing. Okay, 1.5, I'll remember that because it's probably the only point I'm going to get.
Okay, your turn.
Or we're going back and forth.
Okay. I think we should go back and forth.
Okay. I guess I have to not say the last line too loud,
or else we're going to break people's eardrums in the mic.
I'm not going to break them.
You were going louder and louder, so I'm pulling the mic
further. They're going to love it. I don't know the tone to these songs.
Oh, my God.
All my ladies, wind it up. If you know just how to move, move. All my fellas, jump behind.
What?
Okay, that's hard. I'll give you another part. We at the bar sipping, we on the floor dipping, we in the car tripping.
Are you sure I would know this song?
Oh, yeah. I wish I knew the tone. I did not think of knowing the tone.
How do you not know? Like,
all my ladies, wind it up if you know just how to move. All my fellas, jump behind and show her what you want to do. We at the bar sipping, we on the floor dipping, we in the car tripping.
I've never heard this song before in my life. Never.
I don't know the
clearly.
Okay. Do you have any idea who the singer is or anything?
I want to say it sounds like Destiny's Child or something, no. Or like it, Ashanti.
Dip It Low by Christina Milian.
Okay, you could have done.
I didn't want to make it too obvious.
I know that song. Dip it low, bring it up slow.
I just chose random verse lines.
You chose like verse 4, line 12. Like, what? Okay, that's some bullshit.
This is an unfair game.
0 points for me.
Okay, the next one you'll get. I'll know the tone to that.
I chime in with a
haven't you.
Let me.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of. Closing the goddamn door, no.
It's much better to face these kinds of things
with a sense of something rationality.
With
a sense of forcing rationality. With a sense of Russian rationality.
Well, the Russians are rational. No, poison rationality.
Poison rationality. It's Panic at the Disco. I don't know names of songs. Rationality.
What the fuck is it called?
I thought you supposed to write these down.
I forgot to write down the titles. Wait, it's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. That's it. Yeah, you would have not got that. So you get, I guess, 1 point.
Yay.
So you're at
2.5. You're at 0. I'm winning for once in my life. Sorry.
Okay. You might have to listen to this with earplugs, guys.
Okay. Not only you and me got 180 degrees.
Yeah, and I'm caught in between. Wait.
Okay, you got the last line.
I know it, but you gotta give me a little more than that.
I thought you were only reading.
Say it again.
Not only you and me got 180 degrees.
And I'm caught in between. Count 'em 1, 2, 3. Peter, yeah. Paul, and Mary. Got 'em in the 50. Everybody loves. Oh. Okay, that is 3 by Britney Spears.
3 by Britney.
3 by Britney.
Okay, so you got a full point for that. Is that 3 points?
No, I get 2 points because I got the lyrics and I got the...
one for each. Okay.
So I'm at 2 and you're at 2.5.
Okay.
Okay, that one was easy enough. That one was easy. Okay, you ready?
I'm really fucked up with the parts of lyrics I just... I don't know the tone.
I gave you literally the easiest part. Like, I gave you the chorus of every single song.
I know. I didn't know we were doing the finish the line. I don't obviously listen very well.
It's not guess the song. It's called finish the lyric.
I thought it was guess the song. Okay.
This is more fun, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. That was actually really good. Still enough time to figure out
how the sun begins to fade. Did I just repeat the one? Okay, let's do it again.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out our minds there in the shade. Poetic, but no. Okay, do you know?
Okay, it's from like El Dorado, Phil Collins. Phil Collins?
It's a female singer. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, you stupid.
That sounds like a Disney movie.
El Dorado. No, it's How to Chase the Blues Away. That's what she says.
Still chase the blues away.
So Nick gets 0 points for that.
Well, I was close.
That's like the easiest
one.
You
love El Dorado and Disney movies.
I want to dance. It does sound a little bit like a Disney song now that you say it. It has that same happy energy to it.
You should get half a point for pity.
You didn't give me it. Half a point for pity.
You're smart. Okay. Okay. You heard what I said. We need to make our way to the bed. And you can start using your head. You like to fuck. Have your legs open all in the butt. Do it up. Slap an ass because the sex gets rough. Like bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. Let me try it.
You heard why are you
said we need to make a way to the bed and you start using your head. It's a clue.
Is it the Whisper Song?
Mm-hmm.
The Whisper Song by wait.
I really just spoon fed you that, but you're welcome because I chose it up.
Is it like, come here, little mama, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you a little something that you like to hear. Why can't you use that instead of...
Because that's so
of...
obvious. It says the name in the lyrics.
Wait till you see
I tried not to use the things in the lyrics.
This is like ASMR. Wait till you see Matt.
You heard what I said. We need to make our way to the bed. And you can start using your head. You like to fuck. Have your legs open all in the butt. Do it up. Slap an ass because the sex gets rough. Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up.
Yeah, I don't know the next lyrics other than beat the pussy up.
I actually just read the entire lyrics, so I forgot. But you got the song right. That's good.
And it's Ying Yang Twins, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I get... What do I get for
one
that?
1 point.
1 point. Okay, so I'm at... What am I at? 3? You're choosing way harder songs than me. Guys, you have to agree.
You love that song. You know that song.
But I don't know, like, I know the first lyrics and I know the chorus and that's it.
I should have given
like, I don't know lyrics. With basically any song, like, I can't get into verse 4 or 5 and know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do.
Than spending my time hanging out with you.
Almost. Not quite.
Let's do it again.
Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spending my time hanging out with you. Yes, Nikki. No, that's not right.
Shania
Twain.
Sorry,
that's what you said the first time. No. It's
Brian Adams.
No. It's spending my time growing old with you. But like, I'll give you hanging out with you.
Oh, damn, Wama. This is... Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
It's from Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm. What's the song
American
called?
Woman. Yes! Oh, okay, full pointage.
Yes,
I'm at 4.5, I think.
Full pointage. Good job. That was an easy one, unlike you.
That was actually the hardest one you've done. I'm just smart. Okay. He trying to walk up in the pussy, said it's wet like Florida. I told him only Jesus gonna walk up on water. Face getting beat with the D, no tutorial.
I've never heard this song.
Creamed on my face like I'm shopping at Sephora. Too hard, get a nurse. Seek God, go to church. I spread, get dessert, thirsty, I squirt. Lipstick, tight skirt, dirty, thick girl. Okay, let me read you the chorus for this one, so I'll make it a bit easier. Because you know this song.
You don't need to read me the whole thing, although I do love these lyrics. They're amazing, but...
I just want to feel good. Got to lay down with some good kush. Got a good girl, a real good bush.
I have no idea.
You don't know this song?
No. Pick one I know. Come on.
Okay, that's Good Puss by Cobra. A real good puss.
I don't know that song.
Okay, well, I'm sending it to you.
But it sounds good. And I'm choosing, like, Whitney Houston, and you're choosing Cobra?
Everybody knows Good Puss by Cobra. It's the song of the century. Okay, let me think. Okay.
I knew. He goes, these are so easy. I knew he was fucking full of shit.
Okay, I have one. All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
You gotta let me finish it at some point. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. She rolls onto her back. Look at her. That put Darla Raitt to sleep.
Okay, what's it called?
Silent Night.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million people who've sung it.
Name five.
By Jesus Christ.
No, he was dead.
Silent, okay. Five?
It's his birthday.
I probably could. Okay, I know Pentatonix has done it.
Okay.
I know Michael Bublé's done it. I know John Barry's done it.
The Queen of Christmas.
Mariah Carey and probably Celine Dion, I would think. Celine Dion has a Christmas album.
Probably. So you get the points, but I want to take one away because you don't know Good Puss. But I'll send that to you right now. Anyway,
so I'm at 5. And you're at what, 4.5? What are you at?
4.5.
Okay, yeah. So this is the last one. This one's so easy. I should actually pick a harder one than this. Maybe I will pick a harder one than this.
No. Just do what you had planned. I have something that's going to fuck up the final thing, but it's fun.
It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor's going to be the cream of the crop. And I...
And the last known survivor's gonna do it right. It's Eye of the Tiger by the Beatles. Some old band.
Both of those were good. Both of those were wrong.
I got Eye of the Tiger. It's Eye of the Tiger.
No, but you got the lyrics dead wrong.
It's the last known survivor.
Stalks his prey in the night.
See, once someone tells me, I got it.
And it's by Survivor. Not by the Beatles. Ugh. It's not about the show. Okay, so you get maybe
a point.
Half. Okay, so you're at 5. So we're both at 5.
I'm at 5.5.
Fuck. And I'm at 5. Okay, so I need to get at least half a point with this.
Yes. Okay.
Even though this is so rigged, I'm choosing like the 5 most famous songs of all time, and Nick is choosing
Pussy Pink, Pussy Pop, Pussy Gonna Drip and Drop, Pussy Swallow Lollipop,
Pussy something raindrop. Pussy
in need of your raindrop.
Is that what it says?
And I'm at Range Rover. That round meet the handover. Kiss Kitty and I'm a rollover.
I don't know. I've only heard it like twice.
Okay, this is a hard one because it's not even released yet. I'm just plugging my song that's dropping very soon.
I love when you do the white chicks laugh.
Meow by @KangarooNick coming to the streaming platforms near you very soon. I just thought that'd be a great way to end it.
That is a good way to end it.
And you got it. Look at you. I've been playing it too a few times. It's not even complete yet, but
I know. I can go psycho like Chucky.
I can calm you down, bust triple T, or I go psycho AF like I'm Chucky.
Or I go psycho AF like I'm Chucky. Yeah, that's Nick's new song coming out soon called Meow.
Meow.
Thank you. This is... ASMR. Yeah, guys, so I don't know when
I'll give you a point. You win.
Yay! I don't know when that'll be coming out, but hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
It's very interesting.
Neffy and I are almost done. Yeah. We're working on even a little EP, so we got 5 songs in the works.
And it's going to be very sexual. Just like, so clearly, soon, as you can tell by Nick's favorite songs, they're all about vaginas, sex.
Yeah, buttholes.
Beat the pussy up.
Yeah, bussy, gussy.
Yeah,
gussy,
so that's going to be the vibe. It's bussy. Not really going to be Silent Night. It's going to be more Cobra.
Although energy. I have a Christmas album planned. Here, let me see. A Kangaroo Christmas. Some of the lyrics. Frosty be the wrist.
Not this.
Where is it?
Frosty be the wrist. I actually love that.
I know. I just wanted to do remakes of it. Why can't I find it? Anyways, but it's fun.
Yeah,
it's
you don't want to give them too much.
No, and that's like 5 albums down. I haven't even dropped my first song yet. I got my planner. I'm a planner.
Yeah, he played the first iteration of the song to me and our friend James in Toronto recently, and we were in utter shock and shock and awe. I don't know. It's interesting. I think it'll go viral on TikTok.
I hope so, yeah. This is what the sleigh every day. I'm ready to work the sleigh. Ready to ride it every day. Ready to be holly and jolly. White Christmas, kick back with some K.
Not the sniff. White Wait, Christmas. That's funny.
Yeah, well, what are the other song titles? Chestnuts, the Christmas song. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We'll do like a Lil Jon remix. John. Frosty be the wrist, jingle balls.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 this box a gift. Ho, ho, ho. But it's ho, ho, ho.
With an E-E-E. Okay, you're giving too much away. People are going to steal this from you. You realize someone's going to, like, Ariana Grande's going to come out with a Christmas album.
Oh, look at, she's supposed to, she's featured number 2 on the album.
Oh, you're so cute. You put these features.
I know.
He's manifesting.
I'm manifesting.
He's manifesting. All right, well, I hope you guys got a good chuckle. We've been going for 36 minutes. Can you believe
this is
that?
One of your longest recent podcasts. The other one, I could tell you needed me back. It's okay. Anything for sister.
No, I just, people complain when they're too long, and then people complain when they're too short.
Oh, people are going to be asking us to do a Patreon version, extra content.
They I hope so. One day. I think we're a pretty dynamic duo.
We're a little delulu, and that is okay. Can you tell I'm
getting... Did you hear that, Ariana?
I used to hate my voice, but now that I'm a recording artist extraordinaire, I'm confident on the mic. I'm getting... The red wine is making me red and flustered.
You're wild right now. Nick's on new meds. Can you tell, guys?
I was born to be in the spotlight. I'm just a shy guy.
We both were born to be in the spotlight together.
Yeah. Look at... We just needed each other. Happy... belated Valentine's Day.
Love you. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
You can follow me, even though I'm never on social media these days, but you can follow me, Sarah Birch.
You can follow me.
Well, I was going to get to that. You can follow me, Sarah Birch. It's all in the descriptions below. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Nick is Kangaroo Nick.
Kangaroo Nick.
And
a
then
box of hoe.
Keep an eye out for his new song coming out. I will obviously be sharing it as well on my social media. And then...
And all y'all share better too. I need your support. This is the first song.
Yeah, and we need support because we need to be mega superstars.
Yeah, we don't like to work the traditional jobs.
No,
we're meant to be.
We don't.
Here in front of you.
Help us, please.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, please.
Tip us. People, I have a PayPal account. Send me some PayPal money, please. And also, let us know if you want us to start an ASMR channel, because I think it'd be really good. Even though you have hair all over this mic. Thank you, Darla. this has been one of the most unhinged episodes of 20 somethings podcast, but you're welcome.
There is dog hair all over this mic.
Do you have a dildo that size?
No, that would not be enjoyable at all.
Well, maybe just on the outside.
That's a vibrator on a dildo.
Oh, I've never had a sex
Nick doesn't.
Toy.
Nick writes about vaginas, but he doesn't understand vaginas.
I'm still not a gold star gay.
No, he has had sex. Oh, okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Yep. He'll write about that in one of his songs. Okay, so yeah, follow us. Before you go, if you enjoyed this, you need to subscribe, you need to like, you need to make a comment, you need to go onto a streaming platform for podcasts, which would be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, And then when you're there, you need to leave a rating, 5 stars only, review, follow the podcast. Like, you got to do these things. If
you got to do the...
Like, I need gas money to drive up to Toronto with Nick, and Nick needs gas money to...
And I need to pay off my credit card.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, you got to support us if you want us to keep making this diabolical content.
Yeah. The DMs are always open, and we accept pity cash. Should we start a GoFundMe?
No.
Why? What's wrong?
For what?
Help us, we're poor.
Help us,
we're poor. But soon we're going to be very rich and we'll be very generous with you.
Okay, bye. Love you
bye.
Guys.
Bye. Love you.
Meow. Yeah, get that foot in there.
I'm trying to turn off your camera.